The message you're about to listen to is from the altar of Impact House International Church. Stay blessed as you listen.
Hallelujah. This month we have been looking at the divine presence of God via the Holy Spirit. And we've made it clear that the Holy Spirit is man's greatest asset. As a believer, your greatest asset is the Holy Spirit. As a believer, your greatest asset is not your qualification. It is not how many books you study or you did not study. It is not the volume of certificates and qualifications that you have. I want you to know that your greatest asset is the Holy Spirit. Praise the Lord. Because via the Holy Spirit, you can access wisdom that is beyond any wisdom that can be packaged together in any book or in the four walls of any institution. You can access deep and mighty revelations from God. And this morning, I want you to know that one of the things that you can access via the Holy Spirit is power. Say power. Say power. How many of us want power? When you are driving on the way and a policeman or a military officer stops you, it is not the height or the bigness of the officer that makes you to stop, but because of the authority and the power that he commands. That's why you stop. This morning, as you receive the power of the Holy Ghost, you will have power to command and to put to an end anything that the enemy may want to use to debar you of your progress and blessings in the name of Jesus. The book of Acts of Apostles, chapter 1, verse 8. The Bible says, "Ye shall receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you." Ye shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost has come upon you. You will receive what? Power. So one of the major vital functions of the Holy Ghost is the release and the endowment of power. When God releases the Holy Ghost upon you, he releases his power upon you. And may you be a carrier of that power in the name of Jesus. What is power? What is power? In physics, we define power as what? Ability to do what? To do work. Is that the way? Some people are shaking their head. Me, I've forgotten physics long ago. I've forgotten physics. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. So you know it. If you know it, that is good. Hallelujah. But the one I can remember is that it is the ability to do what? Work. Praise the Lord. That's the elementary physics. For the Cambridge and the Oxford and the Harvard physics, I leave that to you. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Power is enablement, enablement, engracement, and strength to do the needful and the required. I take it again. Power is the enablement, the engracement, and the strength to do the needful and the required. Praise the Lord. When you don't have power to do certain things, you discover that those things look as if it is not possible. True or false? But when you have the power to do it, it looks as if it's so simple. You know, while in secondary school, at the early classes, GSS1, you wear shorts, isn't it? And the seniors wear trousers. Praise the Lord. And we used to look at the seniors as if, which day would I be wearing trousers also? Eh? On Sunday, they wear long sleeve to the chapel. And the rest of us, we wear short sleeve. as if we are different human beings. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. And the Amatan will be breezing. And even our cardigan, we have different type, but the most common one is this the sleeveless one with a V. And the senior will wear everything long, long. Can you see the cruelty of man? Is it not the younger one that needs protection more than the... Praise the Lord. And we'll be there, we'll be shaking. And we'll be drinking. Ah, which day will I wear this thing? But the day came at last. We cross over. And we started wearing it. And it looks as if there is nothing to it. Because now we have passed the stage and we have assessed the power and the authority to wear such. One of the things the senior used to do is, when they serve the tea on Sunday, they take all the sugar, and the rest of you drink your tea without sugar. Praise the Lord. And we'll be dreaming, which day will I also have this power to do the same thing? And the day eventually came, and it looks as if there's nothing to it. Praise the Lord. You will receive power to accomplish whatever you desire in the name of Jesus. So, brethren, I want you to know that when power comes, it engrace you to do that which you desire. And you are able to accomplish much. You are able to do a lot. You are able to command a lot of respect. The greater your power, the greater the respect and the authority that you command. The reason why some nations will tell some other nations that you cannot do this and they will agree that they will not do it is because of the power they carry, either economic power or military power or political power. Praise the Lord. And the more powerful you have, the more you can do. So don't let anybody deceive you and say power is not good. It is absolute power that is not good. Power is good. Praise the Lord. And you will receive the power in the name of Jesus. Important facts about power. Number one, the kingdom of God is a kingdom of power. The kingdom of God is the kingdom of power. 1 Corinthians chapter 4 verse 20. For the kingdom of God is not in words, but in power. For the kingdom of God is not in word, but in power. It's not in sweet words of man, but in demonstration of the power of God. So the kingdom that we are talking about is not the kingdom of this world. It's not in just talk. Like Papa will say, talk is cheap. Talk is cheap. But you need power to actualize the talk. Praise the Lord. You can talk all the talk, but if in fact, come January, I'm going to buy G-Wagon. And after buying G-Wagon, I'll go and build a house in Banana Island. And after building a banana, then I'll go to Meitama. Then, where is the Tush place in Port Harcourt? Then I'll go there and build one there. And you don't have the financial power to do such. It's cheap. Just talk your talk. You won't achieve anything. Because you don't have the power. So when you have the power, it engraces you. And this kingdom is not about speaking. Though we speak, but the word that we speak is the word of power. And that is why you can say, he said, I have given unto you power to tread upon scorpions and serpents. He said, you will decree a thing and it will be what? It will be established. That is power. Praise the Lord. So whatsoever you bind on earth shall be what? Shall be bind in heaven. And that which you lose here will be what? Will be loose in heaven. That is power. So it's not just mere talking. It is in demonstration of the power of God. Number two, we are living in the age of power. How many of us know that we are living in the age of power? How many of us know that? Luke chapter 10 verse 19 said, behold, I give unto you power to tread on serpent and scorpion and over all the power of the enemy. Over what? All the power of the enemy. And nothing shall by any means hurt you. Nothing shall by any means hurt you. Nothing shall by any means hurt you. That is power. We live in the age of power. Like I said earlier, the more power you command, the more respect you have, the more authority you have, and the more you can achieve and accomplish. Praise the Lord. Number three, power is one of the benefits for sons of God. Power is one of the benefits of sons of God. John chapter 1, verse 12. But ye shall receive power after the Holy Ghost. No, but ye shall receive, but as many as received him, to them has he given the word, the power to become sons of God. To as many that receive him, has he given the power to become what? Sons of God. Even to them that believe on his name. So you see, when you give your life to Christ, one of the benefits of sonship in the Lord Jesus Christ is the release of the power. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. May you receive that power of sonship and daughtership in the name of Jesus. May you receive that power of fellowship in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. You can't see a prince that will carry no power in the kingdom of his father. It's not possible. Every prince must carry power in the kingdom of their own father. This is the kingdom of our God. So as princes and princesses of God, we must display and exercise our royal power. Say, you are a royal priesthood. You are what? A royal priesthood. That means you are a priest and you are a royal. And you can be royal in any of your chosen discipline and field. It does not mean that you have to be a priest before you become royal. As a medical doctor, you are royal. You are taking dominion and taking authority. As a banker, you are royal. In your chosen career, you are royal. As an academician, you are royal. As a business person, you are a royal person. You are taking authority and taking dominion because power for sonship has been given to you. And the Bible said the whole earth belongs to God. So if it belongs to my father and your father, you have the power to do what? To dominate. And you will dominate in the name of Jesus. I said you will dominate and you will rule in your chosen career in the name of Jesus. Don't let anybody torment you or try to subjugate you in your places of work. And they try to tell you who you are not. Tell them who you are. Hallelujah. By the demonstration of the power of God in your life. Praise the Lord. Many years ago, I got a job in a particular organization many years ago. And because of certain favors that I enjoyed, that the people that I met on ground were not enjoying, it wasn't my fault that I was favored. Hallelujah. It was not my fault that I was favored. And the people that I met on ground were not enjoying certain privileges that I was enjoying. And you know, instead of them to start thinking of what makes this man to enjoy this favor, they started fighting me as if I'm the one that is favoring myself. And the thing got so fierce. It got so fierce. Attempts were made on my person, on my life. It got so fierce. And at that point, I knew that, yes, there must be demonstration of power to know who is actually the one that has the power. And to the glory of God, by the time the dust will settle, some people cannot be found again. They were cleared out. I mean cleared out. Cleared out from the organization. Miraculously. Cleared out. You see, people, don't let anybody come and torment you. Display your power and authority. Don't couch before anyone that does not know God. And you are the son and daughter of the Most High. And somebody wants to take that which belongs to you rightfully in righteousness. No. No. Christianity is not timidity, but display of power and authority. It's not timidity. That we are gentle does not make us timid or fearful. Hallelujah. You don't have to fight. Say, this battle is not for you, it's for me. So hold your peace. So you hold your peace. You hand over to God. Let them be fighting God. Can anybody fight God? And that's what I did. By the end of the year, they were cleared out. Out completely. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. He has given you power. He says, over all the powers of the enemy. And nothing shall by any means hurt you. Number what now? Number what? Number four. Power is one of the benefits of the Son. That's just what we have just treated. Number four now. Power is the true identity of a true believer. Power is the true identity of a true believer. Just say that now. Is it true? You must be known with power. Our Father in the Lord shared with us sometimes ago. He has shared it on a couple of occasions when they were expecting their first child and the wife was in labor and the surgeon came and said, look, sign this document because we have to operate this woman. No. We have to do it. If not, something else will happen. It's not that he's against surgical procedure, but he believes that he carries a power that commands every authority. He told the man no. And he said he went into the labor ward and held the hands of his wife and began to pray in the Holy Ghost. The baby heard the words that he has not heard before and the guy jumped out. Instant, before the doctor could go in and come back, the baby was already out. Raw display of power. Is it? That is the identity. People must know you and say, this one is a child of God because of the power that you display and you command. Number five. This power is available through the divine presence of God. The power that we are talking about is available through the divine presence of God. And in this month of divine presence of God, may you encounter this power in the mighty name of Jesus. It's available. It is available. It is available. Brethren, it is available. And you will access it in the name of Jesus. Number six. It is through power that your enemies will submit to you. Enemies don't want to submit. The devil will not give you what belongs to you by negotiation. He doesn't understand negotiation and resolution. Devil does not understand resolution and negotiation. Okay, let's negotiate. He doesn't understand. The only language the devil understands is force. And that's why the Bible said, since the days of John the Baptist, the kingdom of God suffered violence, and the violent take it by force. The enemy does not understand the language of let's negotiate or let's reach an agreement. Which agreement? Which agreement? Can light and darkness agree? And they will be existing together. There will be light, there will be darkness, there will be light, and they will be existing, and the two they will cohabit. No! It is through the exercise and the display of power that the enemy will submit unto you. Psalm 66 verse 3. He says, say unto God, how terrible art thou in thy works. Through the greatness of your power, thy enemies shall submit. It is through the greatness of the power of God that the enemies will submit themselves unto you. The enemy will not submit unto you if you don't display power. They will not. They don't understand such. Say unto God, how terrible art thou in thy works. Through the greatness of thy power shall thy enemies, did what? Submit themselves unto thee. By nature, man is not submissive. By nature. There's no man that doesn't have pride, though. Not to now talk of the wicked. The wickedness of the wicked. They will not submit. It is in the display of power and the exercising of your power and authority. And let me tell you this. This is the good news. You are not fighting from the position of a victim. You are fighting from the position of a victor. Because Christ has obtained the victory, said on the cross, it is finished. It is finished. God has obtained for us the victory. What we need to do is to exercise and establish and affirm that victory. And that can only be established via the display of power. Praise the Lord. Say praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. And this is one of the major functions of the Holy Ghost. Empowerment. And today, the Holy Spirit will empower you the more. In the mighty name of Jesus. I don't know that area that you have been seeking God for empowerment on. I pray that the Lord will empower you in the name of Jesus. You need empowerment for wisdom in your place of work. To know how to deal with certain wicked people. The Lord will empower you in the name of Jesus. You need understanding to understand what you are studying in the university or in the colleges. The Lord will empower you in the name of Jesus. You need empowerment financially. I pray for you today. The Lord will empower you in the name of Jesus. You need empowerment to be fruitful. I decree today, the Lord will empower you for fruitfulness in the name of Jesus. Whatsoever area that you need empowerment by the power of the Holy Ghost, you are empowered in the name of Jesus. You are empowered in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. What are the gateways to this power that we are talking about? What are the gateways? What are the ways for us to assess this power that we are talking about? Number one is hunger and test. Hunger and test. Hunger and test. Only a test for God's power will bring down His power. Only a test for His power. You know, for you to assess empowerment via the Holy Ghost, you must hunger and test for it. You must hunger and test for it. Don't get to a point in your life where there is no more passion and hunger for God. That could be very dangerous and very disastrous. Don't live your life in such a way that you don't care about the things of God at all. And you believe that everything you are doing is happening and is coming to you because you know how to do it. It could be very dangerous. Because you can make a mistake that may cost you all that you have been achieving in the year past. That is why you must constantly rely on the Holy Spirit and the help of God. Praise the Lord. The Bible says, what has a man gotten that is not given unto him? You can't achieve anything unless it is given to you to achieve. Praise the Lord. One of the things that will make you to know that you can't achieve anything unless given to you to achieve, look at your classmate that you attended the same schools together. You will discover that there are some of them that are far better than you and they are not where you are today. You are far above them. And you'll be wondering, this person is the scholar when we're in school. And you are above. It is because God gives you the grace. The race is not to the swift. It's not to the strong. But it's of God that showed what mercy. Praise the Lord. So you have to constantly hunger, test, run after God. Seek after him. Don't get to the place that you are now so comfortable. And you feel, oh, I've arrived. I don't need God again. That could be very dangerous. In fact, it could be very disastrous. Praise the Lord. Because while you are taking your rest, your enemy is not resting. Oh. Those that don't want you to do good, they are not resting. I was talking to a young man in the course of the week. And I told him, look, the problem you are facing is because you are not ready to pay the sacrifice. And I said, by the way, and when I said it, the Holy Spirit said, no, he's paying sacrifice. And I was wondering, ah, he's paying. He said, yes. He's not ready to pay the sacrifice in righteousness that will grant him victory, but he's paying sacrifice that the enemy is afflicting him is a sacrifice. He can't fast, but yet he doesn't have food that he desires to eat. Is that not sacrifice? He is not ready to pay a price yet. He's paying price in the wrong way. So I told him, I said, look, who could decide that I will pay price with God than pay price with the enemy, with the devil? I will pay price with the devil. Ah. He will show you Pepe. It's better I pay price with God. That's why the psalmist says it is better to fall into the hand of God than to fall into the hand of man, not even the devil. Because we fall into the hand of the devil, oh my. He will show you Pepe. Praise the Lord. Hunger and thirst after God. Psalm 63. Bible says, oh God, thou art my God. He said, I will seek thee. I will seek thee and thirst for thee. My flesh longeth for thee. In a dry and thirsty land where there is no water, I long for thee. Psalm 143, verse 6. Say, I stretch forth my hands unto thee. My soul thirsts after thee as a thirsty land. As the heart panteth after the waters of the brook, so my soul panted after thee. Psalm 42, verse 1. See, you seek after God as the heart panted after the waters of the brook. Let daily hunger for God be your passion. Daily hunger, daily hunger, daily hunger for wisdom from God. Daily hunger for understanding. Daily hunger for the things of God. Daily hunger for revelation from God. You don't have to be a pastor to hunger after God. You are facing a challenge in your place of work and you don't know what to do. Seek after God. I've done that several times. Severally. In one of such situations, we're having a problem with a particular system in one of the processes. And we have done so many things. The owner even brought professionals. And the professionals had a meeting with me. And the guy was asking me, the top person, one of them, staying abroad. And everything he was asking, we have done everything. He said, do this. I said, we have done it. We didn't get results. Do this. We have done it. I said, ah. And at a point, he didn't have any solution. And I was there. And I went back to God. God, please help us. And you know, amazingly, he just spoke. He said, call this person. A guy that I trained, employed and trained in a previous company where I was before. I said, call him. He will help you. And I called him. And the guy said, ah, Oga, is that a problem? He first laughed. That one, that's no problem now. Go and do this. The thing will solve. And that was it. That was it. And we did that. And we got the solution. Why didn't I think that there's a boy somewhere that I could call? Because it didn't occur to me, but the Holy Spirit brought it back to my remembrance. That is seeking after God. It is not only about spiritual things. You are having a challenge in any area of life. Seek after God concerning that challenge. You are having a problem with your health. Seek after God concerning that health. You are having a challenge concerning a child. Seek after God concerning that. Pant after Him. Seek after Him. Not only that, that should be our lifestyle. Seeking after God should be our lifestyle. Seeking after God should be what we do on a consistent daily basis. And as you do this, may you encounter power in the name of Jesus. You see, your thirst and hunger for God makes you assess an outpouring of the Spirit of God. I want you to know that the position you are now is good, but you can be better. You can step up. Say, I'm stepping up in power, in wisdom, in the Holy Ghost, in the name of Jesus. The Holy Spirit empowers you, because once he sees your hunger and thirst, he's moved by it and he releases power. Acts chapter 1 verse 8. But you shall receive power after the Holy Ghost is come upon you. Examples of people who hunger and thirst after God. Number one is Moses. Moses was a man who saw God face to face. He saw God face to face, yet is a man that thirsts and hunger after God continually. Exodus chapter 33, verse 12. Then Moses said to the Lord, see, thou sayest unto me, bring up these people, and thou hast not let me know whom thou wilt send with me. Yet thou hast said, I know thee by name. God said, he knows Moses by name. And thou hast also found grace in my sight. Verse 13. Now therefore I pray thee, if I have found grace in thy sight, shew me now thy way. Can you see that? That I may know thee, that I may find grace in thy sight, and consider this nation is thy people. He was still seeking after God. This is a man that have seen God. He's the only man that I've ever seen God face to face. Yet he was still panting after God. See hunger after God. See testing after God. See asking, God, I want more of you. I need more of you. I need more encounter. I need more revelation. I need more wisdom. I need more keys to know you more. To know you more. To know you more. I don't want to know you more. I just want to know you more. I just want to know you more. You cannot finish knowing God. Hallelujah. Number two is a man called David. David was a man of power. And it was evidence, because he was a man that always thirsted after God. Psalm 42 verse 1. See, as the heart panted after the waters of the brook, so my soul long after thee. So my soul after thee, O God. He's a man that continually seek after God, and he never lost any battle in life. He was victorious all through. He was victorious. You will not lose in the battles of life in the name of Jesus. As you seek after God, you will not lose in the battle of life in the name of Jesus. Another man is a man called Paul the Apostle, who was constantly testing after God. In the book of Philippians chapter 3 verse 10 said that I may know him and the power of his resurrection and the fellowship of his suffering, being made conformable unto his death, that I may know him. This is a man that has had several encounters with the Lord, and he's still saying that I may know him. And that is my prayer for you this morning. That may you know him in the name of Jesus. May you know the fellowship of his suffering in the name of Jesus. May you know and encounter the power of his resurrection, thereby leading to resurrection of any dead thing in your life and destiny in the name of Jesus. May you encounter the deepness of his riches in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Number two, ways or keys of how to assess power. Number one is what? Number one gateway is what? Hunger and thirst after God. And number two is remain fervent in the place of prayer. Remain fervent in the place of prayer. Remain fervent in the place of prayer. Prayer is a medium of empowerment. Prayer is a medium of empowerment. Prayer is a medium of empowerment. The level of your empowerment is the level of your prayer life. the level of your empowerment is directly proportional to the level of your prayer life. Not inversely proportional, directly proportional to the level of your prayer life. Praise the Lord. And every prayerful person is an empowered person. Bible says, and Jesus came in the power of the Spirit into Galilee. And there went out a fame of him through all the region round about. Why? Luke chapter 4 verse 14. Because he was a man of prayer. Prayer grants you access to the realms of power. Prayer grants you access to the realms of power. If you want to operate at the realms of power, you will operate at the level of prayer. And the kind of prayer we are talking about is not prayer. It's real prayer. What do I say? Real prayer. Intense prayer. Real prayers. Hallelujah. Prayer that you will pray and you will know that you have prayed. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Prayer generates power. How many of us know that? Prayer generates power. Prayer is a generator of power. And your prayer will generate your transformation power and your empowerment. The level of your prayer will determine how fast and how good your transformation will be. And number three is fasting. 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 Fasting is subduing the body and exalting the spirit. Fasting is subduing the body and exalting the spirit. And fasting is a major force for accessing the power of the Holy Ghost. And if you want to stay in that power, you must be a man that fasts regularly. Fasting must be regular in your life. You want to remain regular in the realm of power. If you want to sustain your power level, you have to sustain your prayer and fasting level. If you want to sustain your power level. Regular fasting will not kill you, but it will help you to walk in power. Paul said, I fast often. The book of 2 Corinthians chapter 11 verse 27 says, I fast often. Fast often. Brethren, we must understand that prayer and fasting, especially fasting, is good for us for empowerment. You know, when you are fasting, you are cut away from things that can easily distract. Praise the Lord. And you are focused on God. Number four is acknowledge your emptiness. Acknowledge your emptiness. Acknowledge your emptiness. Constantly seeing your emptiness will help you to see the power of God. When you know that you cannot do anything, it helps you. You see, little children know how to do this, especially toddlers. They know they can't do certain things by themselves. So they understand their emptiness. Little children, they understand their emptiness. And that's why they see their mommy and their daddy. They know that, my Savior has come. I can't do it. So you do it for me, mommy. They don't bother themselves. And naturally, you do it. The father, the mother, the uncle, the sister, the auntie, they'll do it for them. Why? Because they've asked for it. Praise the Lord. They've asked for it. And you know that they can't do it. God knows you can't do it by your own power. All he's asking is for you to accept it and open up for him. Just like the little children, open up for him. If you want to see God's power, you must constantly see your emptiness. If you are already full of power, then there is no need for more. But when you see that you are empty, you are not there yet, then you will seek for more. Our fathers in faith, at the level they are still seeking for more. So you seek for more. Always seek for God, because there is more that you can achieve with him than what you can ever expect or imagine. There is more that you can achieve from him when you come expectant and you come empty. When you come with your cup empty, you get more. If I'm coming with a cup And Brother Raphael is coming with a cup, a mug, 1 liter mug. And his own mug is already filled to 400 mils. And my own is empty. Who will collect more? Me or him? I collect more. He will only collect 600 mils. I'll collect 1,000 mil. I will enjoy more because I've come empty. Praise the Lord. He has come with something that he feels is good. It may be good, really. But I've come empty. I get more. I collect more. I assess more. May you assess more in the name of Jesus. As you seek after God expectantly before the end of this year, may you assess more in the name of Jesus. May you assess more in the name of Jesus. May you assess more in the mighty name of Jesus. Remember when we were growing up and we want to ask our mom for more. We come with a bigger pot, bigger plate. I always look for the bigger plate. You know those plates that they used to serve us in those days? Many of you won't know it. But most people on this side will know it. People on this side, most of them will not know it. Let me describe it. It's made from stainless steel and aluminium. Some are aluminium, some are stainless. And it has it's a bowl like that. God bless you, man. It's not plate, too. Not the kind of touche plate you are using now. So when we come, I look for the one Eletinoid gin. That the thing is it's more hollow. So when you come, when they put the rice, they put, so the thing will look small. He says, ah, mommy, okay. Then she says, look at this. Then she will add more because it's actually looking small. But if I come with the plate that is flat, like the type we are using now, she will just put the whole thing, will just become big. Say, ah, kilo me. This plenty rice. So come with it. Come to God. With the emptiness, expecting more, and you get more in the name of Jesus. Always do that. Always come with. Same thing with when we are sharing tea. You know, those days you drink tea only every Sunday. I don't know why they are like that. It's only on Sundays. Chicken is only on Sundays. No, in fact, most often on festive days. Christmas and New Year and Easter. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. You guys are enjoying. Come expectant. We are always expectant, looking up to Sunday because that's the day you will taste fried egg. Expectant. And you will not misbehave, especially on Saturday evening. Because if you misbehave on Saturday evening, that could cost you your tea on Sunday. Hallelujah. We are expectant, looking up to God. Be expectant. This morning, be expectant. Let God fill you up. Let Him fill you up with His blessings. Let Him fill you up with His power. Be expectant. And as we conclude, I want to encourage you. Please stay behind for second service so that you can have your cup full. Don't go with empty or half filled cup. Wait for second service. Get the cup full. And the Lord will bless you in the name of Jesus. Today is an anointing service. And I know that God is set to pour His grace and His power upon you. The book of Isaiah chapter 10 verse 27. And it shall come to pass in that day that His burden shall be taken away from off thy shoulder. And why? And His yoke from off thy neck. And the yoke shall be destroyed. Why? Because of the anointing. As you are anointed this morning, every yoke of the enemy shall be destroyed in the name of Jesus. As you are anointed this morning, the power of God is released unto you for your fulfillment and establishment in life in the name of Jesus. Today, every yoke, every burden that you have came with you to church this morning shall be lifted and be destroyed in the name of Jesus. It is your turn to share your testimony. It is your turn to share your testimony. It is your turn for promotion. In your place of work, it is your turn for promotion. In your businesses, it is your turn for advancement. That contract is for you in the name of Jesus. That breakthrough is for you in the name of Jesus. By the reason of the anointing, you are enjoying abundance in the name of Jesus. By the reason of the anointing, you are preserved in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Wow. I know you must have been blessed by this message. Please feel free to worship with us at Impact House International Church, Praise Tabernacle, along Pipeline Road, Ilorin. For more inquiries, you can call 081-086-78878 or visit our website www.impacthouseinternationalchurch.org. I appreciate you.